53-year-old woman is this country's latest COVID-19-related death. Preparations for the rollout of the national COVID-19 vaccination campaign well underway. St. Lucia's Prime Minister to seek parliamentary approval for a 90-day extension to the state of emergency, and Donald Trump's second impeachment trial begins today. The top stories in the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Good morning, I'm Keith Goddard with the details to the news. Barbados has recorded another COVID-19 death yesterday. It's a 53-year-old female. She is the 19th person to die from the virus since the first case was recorded in March last year and the 12th so far this year. Head of the COVID-19 Communications Unit, Ambassador Elizabeth Thompson, revealed that the female suffered with a chronic non-communicable disease.
The Ministry of Health, and indeed all of Barbados, joins in expressing deepest condolences to the family of a 53-year-old female who had complications from chronic non-communicable diseases and today succumbed to COVID-19.
Head of the COVID-19 Communications Unit, Ambassador Elizabeth Thompson. Meantime, 23 new cases of COVID-19 were recorded on Sunday. This was out of 1,337 tests conducted by the Public Health Lab. The 23 cases comprised of 9 women and 14 men. 3 of the cases had already been at the Harrison Point isolation facility. There were 27 recoveries, bringing the number of active cases to 287. The Public Health Lab has so far completed 108,286 tests. A member of the COVID-19 Vaccine Planning Committee, Juliet Serrano, says the necessary preparations are in place for the rollout of a vaccine campaign. The senior health sister at the Brantford Tate Polyclinic was at the time updating the country.
We started with the educational, the training aspect. Only like last week, we received lots of supplies to commence the campaign. We got like needles and syringes and ice packs and containers and etc. so that we will need the PPE, exactly what we need to embark on this campaign.
Sister Serrano says the nursing fraternity and medical practitioners have committed to assisting with the campaign.
We all know that there's a global shortage of nurses and we have thousands of persons to vaccinate. We have the retired public health nurses. They are willing and they have agreed to come and assist us. We also have nurses who have indicated their desire to assist as well, and this was done through the Barbados Nurses Association. There's also doctors from BAM. I heard yesterday that there were at least 45 doctors who volunteered to assist with the rollout of the vaccines.
And a Barbadian medical practitioner working in the American hospital that administers the COVID-19 vaccine suggests that the AstraZeneca is the most suited for Barbados. He's medical practitioner, Reverend Dr. Kirk Yearwood.
The Pfizer has to be kept at minus 70 degrees, so it's challenging for warmer climates and logistics to administer such a vaccine. AstraZeneca is a different type of vaccine altogether, and the way how the AstraZeneca vaccine is, which is much more stable at higher temperatures. Once, you know, you can keep the AstraZeneca for up to 6 months, according to the data that said. So therefore, I would suspect that warmer climates across the globe might shift toward that one because it's easier to administer and to maintain.
It's medical practitioner, Reverend Dr. Kirk Yearwood. The head of the COVID-19 monitoring unit, Ronald Chapman, says they've been receiving full compliance from supermarkets with the emergency management orders during the national pause. However, he tells Starcom Network News that early morning exercise enthusiasts have not been that cooperative.
What we've been having is we've been having issues on the boardwalk where in the morning and one or two beaches where persons were more or less bunching up as they move around. They're getting some exercise. It's an open air, yes, and there's reduced risk as opposed to being indoors. But we're finding that there are places where persons are there are just a few more people than we would wish. And we've had our people going out in the mornings to address those issues.
Mr. Chapman added that users of public parks are also infringing on the protocols.
Got a report this morning concerning King George V Park, which in the morning time, they're having large amounts of persons exercise. Now, we really want Barbadians to exercise, but we want to do it safely. Don't bunch up. Keep your distance. It's a maximum of two persons in a group, if you can call a group two. It's a couple, maximum. So we just want people to recognize this.
Director of the COVID-19 Monitoring Unit, Ronald Chapman. In St. Lucia, Prime Minister Alan Chaston says he will seek parliamentary approval today for an extension of the state of emergency for 90 days.
This has become necessary as COVID cases, regrettably, continue to rise. In this, our third wave of the pandemic, we've had over 1,000 cases, most recorded in January alone, with far too many lives lost. The situation is worrying. With many of us continuing to disregard health and safety protocols, we must take measures to limit movement and lessen the avenues of contact that drive the virus.
St. Lucia's Prime Minister Alan Chastney. The Democratic Labour Party says it fully supports government's proposal for a national minimum wage. First Vice President Ryan Walters said they've always fought to protect the rights of working class Barbadians, but he questions the wisdom behind government's move to implement the minimum wage at this time.
Is the timing right? While we agree with a national minimum wage, we would hate to see more hardworking citizens lose their jobs in this economic environment. The government cannot pave the way for more households to be without an income. The truth is, the state does not control the private sector. I cannot say with any surety that this wouldn't have adverse implications for employment. The questions we have to ask: will more jobs be lost? Who will re-employ these persons on the breadline? Will the adversely affected persons qualify for unemployment benefits? And does NAS have the money to pay them? The timing of seeming to increase minimum wage is poor and is being advanced when most of the population is unemployed.
First Vice President of the Democratic Labour Party, Ryan Walters. Executive Director of the Barbados International Business Association, Caramel Haynes, says it's impossible to predict any economic recovery soon for Barbados. However, she believes there is some light at the end of the tunnel for the international business sector.
There are some developments on the international front that we feel could bode well for growth in our global business sector. For one, next week, you have the meeting of the European Union's economic and finance ministers, and where, if everything goes according to government's plan, Barbados should see itself removed from the tax blacklisting that they placed us on in October.
That's Executive Director of the Barbados International Business Association, Caramel Haynes. The second impeachment trial for Donald Trump begins today, and Democrats say they have overwhelming evidence of his guilt, while his defense team claims rioters acted independently.
Donald Trump is accused of inciting violence against the government, the storming of Congress by thousands of his supporters. But his accusers say you have to go back a couple of months to last November's presidential election. Trump lost, but refused to admit it. Not only that, but when the state of Georgia was getting ready to hold a second round of voting to settle two very close Senate races, Mr. Trump is accused of trying to intervene illegally. It all came to a head on January the 6th, when Congress was due to confirm the results of the presidential election. In a long, bitter speech, Mr. Trump railed against the entire election process. Within minutes of him finishing, some of his supporters were breaking into the Capitol building.
And that report from the BBC, a recap of the headlines. A 53-year-old woman is this country's latest COVID-19-related death. Preparations for the rollout of the national COVID-19 vaccination campaign well on the way. St. Lucia's Prime Minister seeking parliamentary approval for a 90-day extension to the state of emergency as a rise in COVID-19 cases becomes worrying. And Donald Trump's second impeachment trial begins today. In the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Keith Goddard. Good morning.
And you can listen to the latest news or catch up on news stories at starcomnetwork.net. You may also WhatsApp, add me to 256-6397 to receive breaking news. Your next newscast comes away at 8:30.